Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
It's time for our Ask Lou segment. Mr. Fix-It Lou Manfredini, you hear him Saturdays. This conversation sponsored by Lindholm Roofing. Their family has your family covered. Morning, Lou. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I was thinking about you this weekend. Ask me why.
You hit your thumb with a hammer?
No. Don't you have some snappy saying about not hitting your thumb with a hammer? I know you always say...
My saying is never hold a nail for someone else.
That's right. That's right. Brenda and I toured the Hegler Karras Mansion in LaSalle. Hegler, oh. H-E-G-E-L-E-R, Hegler Karras, C-A-R-U-S, Mansion in LaSalle. Lou, it's one of these old mansions, you know, that a lot of little towns have. There's the big mansion where the rich family lived. This thing is 7 stories tall. It's maybe somewhere between 16 and 20,000 square feet. It has a 2-story gymnasium. And this thing was built in 1876. Think about that.
Wow.
200 workers completed it in 2 years' time. It is a national landmark, and a lot of people don't know about it. If you are a person who is interested in architecture or history or just a nice drive out into the country, the Hegler Karras Mansion, it still needs a lot of work. It still needs a lot of support. They've done a lot of great work on it. Now, when you're there, look at the floors. They've refinished the inlaid floors, and it's just a work of art. Anyway, there's a recommendation for you, Lou.
I just looked at the photos. It kind of reminds me, you know, in Pasadena, there is the Gamble Mansion, you
right.
know, of Procter
right.
and Gamble,
yep.
and that mansion is they brought in all these artisans from Europe, and it is the most spectacular building that I was ever in. You know, looking at the arts, it was an arts and crafts style. All this wood, but all the wood inside is butternut. They built the whole house in less than a year, which I look at it now, I go, we couldn't build a house like this in less than 5 years with the craftsmanship that was there. And I immediately, as I see the pictures online here that of the mansion, I walked into that Gamble mansion, and I immediately, my hand just instinctively reached out to touch the wood on the wall. And the woman that was yeah. on the docent, she said, don't touch it. You know, because you don't want
yes.
the oil from your finger. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Of course not, right? I don't want to touch it. And it was amazing. And then here's a little aside. You know, in the movie Back to the Future, when Marty McFly goes to meet Doc for the first time and he knocks on the door and
yeah.
he opens the door and he's got that thing on his head? That's the Gamble Mansion. And the door that he opens, they wouldn't let him film in the house, is the door to the garage.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we can stop talking about these, but we've got one right there in central Illinois in LaSalle.
Gorgeous.
And it was built in 1876, which was the Gilded Age. And Brenda and I have been watching
right.
the Gilded Age. And this has some of those touches in it. You go, wow, that was a different era. And and the dedication to craftsmanship, architecture, and art as a home is evident top to bottom. Anyway, Lou, what do you have for us? You know, I do want to ask you about garage organization systems, but is there something you want to make sure you get us thinking about as summer winds down?
Well, I mean, I do like the whole idea of organizing. I mean, I'm kind of in the middle of that as well. And in particular, if you have small spaces, it's tough to do. Our son and daughter-in-law and granddaughter were over yesterday. You know, we have a little house in Evanston, has a small little garage, and my son Quinn was like, gosh, your garage is so organized. I'm like, well, because it's so small, you really have to do a good job. I really like, and this, I kind of learned about this, gosh, 30 years ago when I was a builder. When I was building houses, we would give the clients an allowance to customize their master closet. And basically what we did is we gave them a credit to go to the Container Store and buy an Elfa system. And so they would go work with a designer, get it installed, or you know, get it designed, and then we would install it. And, you know, that was the thing. Well, they make these really terrific garage systems. One of the biggest challenges when you're organizing a garage is, you know, the shelves are bulky or you can't find a stud or anything like that. The beauty behind the Alpha system, it uses a track system that goes right at the top of the wall where the wall meets the ceiling. And there is 99% of the time a horizontal wood member that runs across the top of that wall. So you are almost guaranteed that when you drill in and anchor this bracket to the ceiling, it's going to hold, and it can hold a lot of weight. And I was just looking at the Container Store. They have an 8-foot really nice system that even has a little counter, you know, if you wanted to do a little stuff in the garage. It's got a place to put in rubber totes, and it has baskets that pull out. An 8-foot section, it's not an inexpensive proposition, but it's about $2,500. But it looks really nice, and it's one of those things that you install, it will force you to put everything back in its place, and you can get more, or well, it will, and then you'll get more organized and probably find that you have more space in that garage than you think.
That's more expensive than a pegboard, though, isn't it?
It's more expensive than a pegboard, and I mean, you know, the thing, sure, you can do a pegboard. Pegboards aren't really designed to hold a lot of heavy weight, and so there's slat walls that you can do. Rubbermaid has a track system where you put the track not up at the very top of the ceiling, but you do need to locate and find the studs, or if it's a brick garage, you know, you need to drill into the, the masonry to anchor it. So it's a little bit more involved. What I like about the Alpha system, once you put that track up at the top, you can literally do almost anything to organize your garage.
Put your bicycle up there, your rake, your shovel, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Amazing.
Lou, we're installing new hardwood floors. We're also going to repaint. Should we paint first or put in the floors first?
I would paint. I would do the floors first because it's going to create a bunch of dust. And then I would cover everything really well with red rosin paper, double layer, and that way you can preserve the look and you know, you're going to get all kinds of dust on the walls. It's going to be a mess. And when they come to do the sanding of the floors, they're going to bang into the walls. So painting should be the last thing.
Huh. I would have guessed the opposite, but that's why you're Mr. Fix-It. Hey, Lou, when my front load washer drains, the water smells of sulfur, like rotten eggs. I've used Afresh, A-F-F-R-E-S-H, in the drum. And clean the filter at the bottom. Neither can help. What am I doing wrong? What can I do?
My guess is there's some bacteria in the drain where the hose goes into it. So if it's what they call a Guy Gray box, where it's a box that's in the wall where there's a hose, I would remove that hose and use what's called a tube brush. You're going to need to get one that's pretty long. But pour a little pine salt in there and scrub the sidewalls of the brush. My guess is when the warm water, or water in general, goes in that drain, it's heating up some bacteria. And that's what you're smelling. If you've done all the things you've just said, then it should not be an issue with the washing machine. It's with the drain that it's going into.
Do you leave the door to your washing machine open when you're not using it?
I do, and it bumps me out that they can't figure that one out yet. You know what I mean? It's for some people, it's not an issue, but we have both a front-loading and a top-loading. You know, it's not an issue with the top load because there's not a seal, right? It's gravity holding it in the drum. But those front loaders are problematic.
Do you run hot water in your sink before you wash your dishes in the dishwasher?
Always, because the hotter the water. The thing is that your dishwasher, most of them have a heater. It actually will cost you less money to run your dishwasher because there's a heater in there, typically, that heats that water. And so if you put the hot water in initially, the water's hotter, the soap does a better job, the dishes come out cleaner, and that along with using some type of jet dry for the streaks in the glasses will give you a really nice performance out of your dishwasher.
What is Lou's recommendation for a whole house surge protector? I was thinking about this when we talked about lightning last week, Lou. What do you know about those?
Well, there's a bunch of different ones. Siemens makes one. Square D makes one. These get mounted on your electrical panel. So once it gets connected to it, everything that goes through that electrical panel is now covered by the whole house surge protector. If there is a large surge, that's one and done. You got to replace it. The wiring's all done, but little surges, it'll handle no problem. But if there's a big one, like if you talked about a lightning strike, which it was funny, you sent me the note about the lightning strikes, and it is funny that we don't do it on homes like as a rule. And yet when you look up some of the statistics, it's something like there's 6,000 lightning strikes an hour. It's like some ridiculous number. But we don't do it on houses. We do it on commercial buildings, but we just tend not to do it on homes.
One third of the lightning strikes to human beings happens when the person is inside the home. Oh, and the craziest lightning strike story I've ever seen, and I've been talking about a lot of them the last week, I'll have to do after the news. But wait till you hear this. It's about a baseball player that got struck, and I'll finish that story in a little bit. Lou, we're out of time today.
Always nice to speak with you, John. Have a good week.